Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you're a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Oh,
Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer.
Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer.
When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me.
O men, how long will your hearts be closed? Will you love what is futile and seek what is false?
It is the Lord who grants favors to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him.
Fear him. Do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Justice, your sacrifice, and trust in the Lord.
What can bring us happiness, many say? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord.
You have put into my heart a greater joy than they have from abundance of corn and new wine.
I will lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord.
In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord.
O come, bless the Lord. All you who serve the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord through the night.
May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made both heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. I would pray tonight in thanksgiving for the great grace that God pours out upon all of us, especially those of us who are in ministry. It was given to me today to be a minister of one of the sacraments for the first time. Since I was ordained deacon, I went and administered extreme unction to a fellow old Catholic minister who is gravely ill. And this has been a remarkable experience for me that I'm still processing. And I'm just very grateful to God for having chosen me to be this instrument and for having allowed me to experience his mercy, not only in my own life, but also in the life of Father Philip Gerbach, to whom I ministered. And Sister Mary Elizabeth, do you have any, are there any other prayer intentions that you bring to the community tonight?
Bishop James would like to pray for all animals that are abused or neglected. I'd also like to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the United States Old Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message, Christ. Tim would like to pray for his mother. She's fighting serious breathing difficulties. He also asks to keep the King family in our prayers. They just lost a good man, aged 79. I'd like to pray for Dustin and Friar Phil, who had a debilitating stroke. We'd like to continue to pray for the homeless. We would like to continue to pray for all children, and their parents and guardians, that they may continue to follow the path of light. We'll pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them, that they may be ready to meet Jesus. I'll pray for Destin, Father David's spouse, that he continues to be strong and get better. We're going to pray for all healthcare workers, that the Lord will walk with them and sustain them under difficult conditions. We'd like to pray for the repose of the soul of Mrs. Cox. May the perpetual light of Jesus Christ lead her to paradise. Nicholas would like to pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. And to continue the prayers for the Order of Saint Benedict, Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church.
Good and gracious God, hear these prayers that we bring before you tonight, the prayers that we have spoken, the prayers that we hold in the silent recess of our hearts. And for these and all of our intentions, the church will humbly yet confidently pray.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, be with us throughout this night. When day comes, may we rise from sleep to rejoice in the resurrection of your Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.